We explore Pittsburgh's Mexican food scene and plead to be Pizza Fest judges. Please help us. That's on this week's episode of 90.5 WESA Social Club. Hello and welcome to Social Club for the weekend of Friday, September 9th. I'm Sarah Kovacs, a digital editor here at WESA, and with me is Josh Rollerson, nice and perky in the morning.
Always happy to be with you, Sarah.
Likewise.
Perky or not.
And, of course, Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh, who is the perkiest.
I admittedly will be perky and when I get my tea.
You're really one of the perkiest people I've ever met, I would say.
Oh, okay, good. Perky. I was going to say,
in a delightful way.
I feel a little sluggish because I haven't had my tea, like a proper half British citizen.
Are you British this week for Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I know. We'll segue into that later, but okay, right. Yeah. Cheerio. I'm in my faux British accent.
Jolly good. Okay.
Yeah. Although I like the
other British-isms.
Cockney accent better.
So I went to the Pittsburgh Renaissance Fair over the weekend.
Oh,
if I have to hear
really?
Another bad Cockney accent, I'm going to punch somebody.
Did you eat a turkey leg?
Of course I did. That's far and away my favorite thing to do. You go there for the kids and it's cute and everything.
Yeah.
And then, but like I had several conversations with staff who were like, there was no reason for them to be in character. Like I had a straightforward question and like they insisted on using the voice. And I'm like, you don't have to do that. It's just.
They're serious
I
about
know
their
you're,
craft.
You're not good at it.
Like you're like,
stop
where's
it.
The bathroom? They're like, over there.
Oh, the privy. Yeah.
That's
no, I'm
really
even,
funny.
Not even going to do it.
Do you go every year?
Well, I went last year and this year, so yeah. For the last 2 years, yes, every single one.
I never been to a Renaissance Fair, but whenever I see
either.
Ads for it, it looks really fun.
It's fun. Yeah, it's cool. It's sort of a long day because you drive out there and then you...
Where is it?
It's out in the country, south and east
of
here somewhere.
Not just drive anyone. So you don't see any more buildings.
Someplace, yeah, yeah.
All right.
That's cool.
Sounds like good directions.
It's in the distant past.
Okay. Literally.
Good one.
And Sarah, you're back from San Diego.
You guys can't see me, but I'm so tan right now.
You are glowing.
I'm still very pale.
It's okay.
No, it was wonderful. I ate so much Mexican food and it was wonderful. My friend that got married,
You went out there for something.
Yeah.
I just thought you went out to eat.
Yeah, everybody got married this weekend. But their wedding was beautiful. It was on a farm and it was outside and there were like lights in the trees. It was very Pinterest-y.
Aww.
That is Pinterest.
Sounds very Californian, too.
It was like my Instagram
dream. It's intriguing.
Yeah.
Is that a new Urban Dictionary find for you, Josh?
That's just the thing I'm doing.
I'm going to steal that.
That's Pintense.
Oh.
See, there's like. You could, a lot of different ways you can do that.
Rachel, did you
have that?
Fantastic.
That's a freebie. Yeah.
Oh.
Work on that one.
All right.
Rachel, did you have a Pinteresting weekend in Cleveland?
Yes. I went to a really good vintage shop in Cleveland called Flower Child.
Oh.
And it was massive, and I dug through a lot of stuff really fast. Because
while your husband
was impatiently
waiting.
Yeah, I had an hour and I had to like rip through some things. And I went to an Indians game, which was okay. I was really
nice
sad
stadium.
In my food choice because I got pulled pork from one of the stands and I was really excited, but it was a little dried out. So I feel like the really smart pick is to just stick with melt, which is a Cleveland.
Wait, what?
Melt.
It's like fancy grilled cheeses.
Oh, yeah, it's a Cleveland. It's like
a patty melt kind of.
Well, it's a cheese.
We have the yard
grilled
here.
Cheese place.
Just okay, all
but right. It's famous in Cleveland. It's like Fathead's.
Okay, so this is a place and not a dish that's regionally famous.
No, it's a restaurant.
Okay, this is a restaurant that
has a stand in the.
It has a stand at Progressive Field. It is one of the most popular places in Cleveland to go to. Would you say, what would be a comparison for Pittsburgh then? Would it be like everyone says
I was thinking about how
Fathead's?
There's Taco and then there's also a taco location inside Consol Energy Center.
You a taco only... truck on every corner, you guys.
yes. Yeah. That's my.
It's like in Pittsburgh, can we get some taco trucks? And I mean, there's one. There's like one good one, right?
Yeah, there is.
We don't have nearly enough real Mexican food in this town.
No, we were talking. That was a topic of conversation a lot this weekend.
Okay.
In San Diego, in fact,
I was
very excited. One of my friends was talking about this place that's. Usually things are pretty expensive in San Diego, but obviously tacos are pretty cheap food. And one of my friends was talking about a new hip place where they have these good tacos, but she was like, they're $5 a piece. And I was like, you guys, there's a taco place in Pittsburgh, and it's like $12 a taco. It's excellent. It's excellent. But I just loved seeing their jaws hit the floor.
But it's not authentic Mexican. It's
no.
It's playful.
But it's
Mexican.
Still served as a BS. Taco. No, it's delicious, though.
It is
you
delicious.
You should try it, Josh.
Wait, which one were you talking about?
Taco.
Oh, so, yeah, okay, yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been there. I like that place.
Yeah. You love their fusion BS?
Yeah. No, I... that sounded disparaging, but I'm a fan of BS fusion cuisine.
Good save.
Seriously, something you can put on your Pinterest board.
It does sound interesting.
Exactly. If I was on Instagram, it's the kind of thing I would Instagram.
Oh.
I imagine. I don't know. Is that what people do?
Yes.
Pictures of food is still
a
thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Food porn. Hashtag food porn.
All right.
Yeah. Well, there is a good amount of Mexican. I know that there is the longstanding debate of what's authentic, what's not. We all know Mad Max is not.
It's
Mad
not
Max
a, yeah,
is
it's not
delicious.
A real debate.
There's a place
for
Mad Max.
I know. There's a place for the Gobblerito in my heart, which is actually coming out soon, I heard.
Oh.
Yeah, the globally.
What do you mean coming out?
It comes out around Thanksgiving time.
Oh, right.
But it comes out a couple weeks before Thanksgiving.
Seasonal.
Oh, I think it's coming out sooner than that.
Oh,
which I was surprised.
That's the case.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you had one earlier and you're trying to tell us you need a break.
Well,
that was really gross.
Well, last year was the first time I ever had a Gobblerito, yeah. And it was magical.
Gobblerito.
But there is also Las Palmas, which is...
Oh, my God. The Las Palmas grocery stores are really good.
Many locations.
Mm. They have little taco stands outside that are probably the closest thing to what you can get in San Diego at a little market.
Doce. Tuckeria.
Doce.
Yeah, I'm not saying it right. I'm sorry. That place is delicious.
I like their tacos.
I would not call them, like, crazy off. Authentic to
not
like.
At all authentic, but very good.
And there's also El Burro, which is connected. It's
owned
the
by
same,
a San Diegan.
Yeah, and owned by the Cantina guys, which is Round Corner Cantina, which has delicious tacos
you
as well.
You can get a California burrito there, which, fun fact, Californians love to put french fries on things they don't belong
in,
too.
Oh, you can get that at Los Cabos, too, in Bloomfield?
Oh, I don't know Los Cabos.
Yeah,
California burrito is french fries, carne asada.
Sounds very much like a Pittsburgh
guacamole.
Thing.
Right?
Yeah. Guacamole.
Guacamole. How do you pronounce that again?
Guacamole.
Guacamole.
Well, there are a lot of Mexican choices, and the debate will go on.
I stand corrected.
The debate will go on in terms of if it's authentic or not, or you can just be happy with what you have here.
Also,
around
like
the Three Rivers.
You just have to get over yourself and accept it for what it is and that it's still delicious.
You know, no, I mean, as you have demonstrated, there's some really good Mexican-ish food or Mexican-inspired or influenced or whatever. What I'm hungering for something very specific, though, that is very common where I come from, and I think pretty much everywhere else in this country at this point, which is just like mom and pop, greasy spoon, kind of like... You order off of a menu with like 200 numbered combos that are all basically just some version of rice and beans and a tortilla.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean with like the lake of sort of liquidy refried beans with the layer of cheese over the top. It's very basic, but the portions are huge and it's inexpensive and it's made by somebody that grew up eating this stuff. That's what I want.
Yeah.
And I can't find it.
That was a long
specific. That was my rant.
I know what you mean
for
though.
The day.
Yeah.
I would say, have you been to El Campesino?
No.
They're kind of closer to that kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. You should check them out.
Like Spanish being spoken in the kitchen and in the dining area. That's what I want.
I went to Bee's on Banksville, and that's definitely, I would say, I think, authentic. I don't know. It was really good.
I haven't been to that one, but I always hear really good things.
Yeah. Banksville, downtown. There's a couple different locations.
Can you like make a list of these for me? Is there like a website where I can find more information about great Mexican food?
Yelp.com.
Oh, oh yeah. Right.
Or get the app if you're not 100 years old.
Okay, no.
JK, JK.
Just kidding. Let's talk about another amazing food, pizza.
Pizza.
This sounded a lot like delicious pizza. Dish for a second. You were like, let's talk about another sweaty ball.
Dusty muffin.
Yeah. Well, I agree. Pizza is delicious. And it seems to be popping up a lot recently, these pizza fests.
Yeah. I thought it was, like, the first time they did, I thought it was going to be a one-time thing. And it's been happening pretty regularly.
I don't know if it's the same people. It's Steel City Pizza Fest. I don't know if it's the same people that keep throwing the event or if it's a couple different pizza fests going on around town, or pizza jams, pizza, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, pizza enthusiasts. But on Sunday, they're doing a pizza fest. The theme is Ghost Crusters, much like Ghostbusters, but Crusters.
It looks like we have a little doughy ghost there.
Yeah, holding up a pizza, but there's holding up a pizza and very excited about it. And it's on September 11th on Sunday at Bayardstown. I would highly, highly, highly recommend going as soon as it starts, if not a little bit before, because I can imagine it's probably going to be pretty packed.
Yeah, I think I've heard that some places run out too, because it gets a little crazy.
Yeah, I would highly recommend that. It's $5, so it's super cheap.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, though, if you have to pay for, like, each slice of pizza once you get in.
I would assume. I think it's $5 admission. And then they're going to be doing a pizza judging competition, too. It is also dog-friendly.
How do you become a judge?
I know. That's what I want to know.
Pizza Fest organizers, if you are listening.
See, I don't judge pizza. I accept all pizza.
You just eat it?
They're all precious to me.
We eat a lot, like a lot of pizza. And I feel like I've got a pretty discerning eye for pizza. So again, Pizza
eye.
Fest judges, if you are listening, or organizers, whomever, pizza gods.
Okay.
I want in on this. I want in.
Okay.
I love about Pittsburgh that there's no like obnoxious regional orthodoxy about how to consume pizza or prepare pizza. Like you don't have to hold it a certain way.
Like fold it in half.
It's a certain kind of crust. Yeah, that nonsense.
Well, what I thought was also, just I know we go from pizza to
shoved in your pie hole.
Yeah. Let's not make this complicated, people.
Well, I think what's interesting too is when I was at 3 Day Below, the Wiggle Whiskey conference, they were talking about how pizza in Pittsburgh is so varied.
Yeah.
That there's really not necessarily, you know, Chicago has deep dish, New York has the thin crust. We have so many different kinds of pizzas here in Pittsburgh, and arguments over what's the best slice that
I feel like
I never thought about it until they said that, but it's true.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like some of them, like, you can't compare, though. They're so different. Like, Beto's with the cold cheese on top. You cannot compare that to, like,
Beto's?
Fiori's.
Beto's.
I don't know if it's Beto's or Beto's. There's also a Beto's, B-A-D-O-S.
Yeah, that's
so
very confusing.
I've heard some people say Beto's.
Well, also, just a side note, too. We've gone from Mexican to pizza. I love this. But Giovanni's Pizza, which is in Dormont, is going to start delivering wine bottles with your pizza.
Hooray!
I love Giovanni's.
I've never had it. So.
I think they have the best grease. I mean that like as truly
lovingly.
A compliment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's garlicky and like, grease.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, if you are, I don't know how far they'll deliver to, how badly you want that wine, but they are going to start delivering bottles of wine with the pizza, which sounds magical.
That does.
Yeah. So just FYI. But anyway, we have gone on to a lot of different topics, but that is okay. I do want to talk about my favorite event, Britsburg, which
indeed
is
we'll
exciting.
We'll go back to doing terrible British accents.
Yeah, it's all week and weekend long.
Right.
It is a packed full schedule of events and terms of different types of high teas, which is there's a Downton Abbey high tea. I'm sure people are going to be all over that.
Ooh.
There is also a beer event at East End Brewing, and there are different Shakespearean in the park type things going on at Highland Park on Sunday. So it's a full schedule, and it looks pretty impressive.
And this is just for lovers of British culture.
Mm-hmm.
Just and for... food and drink.
Mm.
Yeah.
Pasties and pies and organ meats. And
totally.
Oh, God, I'm really
I was going to say Piper's and Pub Chip Shop will probably be a big part of that, too.
Yes. Not just fish and chips, but much, much more.
So many wonderful things battered and fried.
Yeah. Who's not into that?
Can I just say, when I think of Britsburg, I think of Wee Britain from Arrested Development.
I need to watch that show.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep,
you do.
Okay. Moving on, we also have a big weekend in the Strip District. Stroll the Strip is on Friday, and you stroll around, get to have samples from different stores around the Strip, which obviously on Saturday, Sundays are a big deal, but it's fun to be able to kind of go and they'll have different samples and snacks and food and maybe check out a place that you've never been to before. So,
ooh, like Thin Man Sandwich.
I was going to say Pittsburgh Winery's on the list, which is a fave. Ooh, a new restaurant that I'm very excited about, Dionoya's Eatery.
I don't know that one.
It's from the chef of Spoon. Is opening his own place in the Strip.
And so they love Spoon.
Yeah, that's exciting. So you can check out that. It's $40, but well worth it in the sense of getting a lot of different snacks. And then the Strip District World Festival is going on Saturday and Sunday. And that is, I can't even tell you how many bands are going to be playing because it is, get ready, a plethora of bands.
Yay, plethora returns.
It's your catchphrase.
I know. So 2 days full of music and fun and food, and it says crafts too. So we're throwing in the craft element of that. You can check out, obviously, all of the info on Yelp.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday in the Strip is Neighborhood Flea, which is one of my faves. Get some crafting, obviously, with the...
And vintage stuff. You love.
Which I love, with the local vendors. And then food trucks. Looks like Franctuary, Proper, Pittsburgh Taco Truck, which we just talked about.
Taco truck on at least one corner.
And Stickler's, which is a ice cream pop place. I'm not saying that right.
Like Popsicle?
Popsicle, okay. Yeah. Ice cream pop. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I was like root beer floats?
No. So, yeah, seems like a pretty packed weekend going on in the Berg, whether you want to be a Britsburg, a pizza burg, or a...
Taco burg? I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's go
with
that.
Oh my God, can we do like WESA presents Tacos burg?
Tacos burg? Let's talk to the marketing people. I'm sure we can make that happen.
I'm serious about this.
Okay. Well...
And I still want to be a pizza judge.
Okay.
One more reminder.
All right. Well... Look for
pizza
us around.
Pizza judge, jury, and executioner over here.
Yeah. Look for us around town. We will be
dispensing
wanting to judge.
Pizza justice.
Yeah, we want to judge any food contest you have. So.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah,
mostly we just want to eat the food.
Yeah, so just tweet us. We'll be there.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
This week on Criminal Injustice, the U.S. is the land of due process and constitutional rights. So how do police have the power to seize cash and property without charges and convictions?
In a criminal forfeiture, a person has to be convicted of a crime in order to then take their property. In a civil forfeiture, a person doesn't even have to be charged with a crime.
That's on the Criminal Injustice podcast. Find it on iTunes and WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.